To further reduce the high malaria burden in Africa, including Ghana, a suggestion has been made to health authorities to coordinate the purchase of rapid diagnostic test kits, RDTs, with that of antimalarials to enable more people to test and confirm malaria before treatment. A leading malariologist, Professor Fred Binker, who is also Vice Chancellor of the University of Health and Allied Sciences, expressed the concern in this report by Theresa Osuaku.
The argument has always been whether malaria is the only disease which presents with a headache, cold, fever or general weakness. Those medical experts answer in the negative. However, doctors who are themselves medics have for a long time gone the easy way to presume malaria treatment for every feverish condition. This has accounted for high recorded figures for the disease in health facilities. The trend is now changing, though not very swiftly, with the introduction of the rapid diagnostic test kits, RDTs, recommended by the WHO and adopted by malaria endemic countries including Ghana. The RDTs are a type of point-of-care diagnostics intended to provide convenient and reliable results immediately to the patient while still at the health facility, screening site or other healthcare provider. Thus notwithstanding, the RDTs are not well floated in the country to enable more people to test and confirm malaria before treatment. The lead malaria researcher, Professor Fred Binker, who is also Vice Chancellor of the University of Health and Allied Sciences, who dilates on the way forward.
The health systems have to start bundling the purchase of antimalarials with the purchase of the rapid diagnostic test. Currently, they are being purchased two different routes. The lab people will purchase the rapid diagnostic test, and then the pharmacist will purchase the drugs. And if the two don't get well coordinated, then you have a problem.
That was a report by Theresa Osuaku.